Cut him out! Hey, you got a problem?
Oh, this guy looks very familiar. Totally looks like the scavenger we fought earlier. This could mean trouble, but what do I know? Oh, okay. So driving is an essential way of getting around in Night City, and you will be able to drive a large variety of vehicles. This is Jackie's supercar, fueled by Choo Choo, the super fuel of the future.
This does not look good.
And these are the scavengers. They hold a grudge. This was pretty intense. This is just an example of how your actions can draw random encounters like this as consequences to how you act towards people in the game. Now, danger lurks around every corner in Night City, and not just during the nighttime, but also during the day.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Fair enough.
So, they're done riding our asses.
Scabs? Maybe. Should be looking for a new spot to slice some guys in the gun. Real messed up in there, those guys. Solve yourself.
So Night City is fought over by many forces, but by far the megacorporations are the biggest showrunner. The agent we're about to meet represents Militech, one of the largest proprietors in the private military sector.
Stop it.
Remember the corporal off Dex's shard? Rainer, she's in the area,
you know me. Let me guess. She's at hot or cold water. Desperate. Or do you think you can use that?
See if I can, yeah.
So we are a role-playing game, and preparation before missions is still very important. So before we go in headfirst, let's put our scanner to good use and let's assess the situation from a distance. Maybe we can learn something useful.
Composite armor.
Let's take a closer look.
Fucking tank.
Yeah, Militech. About it. You sure you still want to meet him?
Yeah, gotta do this. Don't you move a damn muscle. Not unless I start, that is.
Okay, so these guys are definitely beyond our level, so we should practice caution.
Stout, take it you were the one to call?
Yep.
One in.
So what they did right now is they jacked into our personal link and they're putting us through their lie detector system. Now, again, choices, consequences. We could do many things in this situation and it might be tempting to grab the gun, but these are very powerful people. So we should stay put.
Yep, just little old me.
She's lying.
Search the area.
Anthony Gilchrist. Did he or another asshole at Militech leak info to you or anyone else about a convoy? Nope. Got nothing to do with him or Militech.
Shit. Checks out.
You got nothing on me. Nothing. I'll get away with this, you bitch. You are dead.
Somebody shut him up.
Take me home. Now.
I have no idea what you're looking for or what you need in the first, but you better give me something solid or I will end you. I've got an offer. Oh, you are stretching. This better be fucking good. The Angoons who ripped you off? I'm gonna find them. They got a bot I want. Give me the funds to buy that bot. Different deal if you want. I don't give a shit about the figures. I want my mold. Credit check, 50k. Just enough to buy you your bot. Thing is, Chip's gotta make it into the thieves' terminal. That's all I need. Think you can do that? Then we got a deal.
Sounds solid enough. I'm in.
Try to fuck me in any way, and I'll be seeing you real soon.
You're making a mistake! This cunt's gonna pay!
Okay, so the nice corporate lady gave us a lot of money. And we could be very tempted to just keep it, because we totally could do that, but that would mean that we would have to fight through the rest of the quest, so I think we should keep that option for later. Maybe let's investigate a little more.
Good thing too. Went down about like I expected. Made a deal, and we're good to meet with Maelstrom now. Be there soon. What do you expect?
Corpse don't forgive or forget. Even if Lord Fuck sense that, feel the pressure. That's why they're holed up in this shithole, praying to the Almighty Trip 6. Gotta move the tech, but they can't. Your new best friend from the tripped out, tanked out SUV? I want to do this.
So just to reinforce this, we would like to give you the opportunity to change your mind about how you want to progress in a quest always. And this is one of those, but we're going to press on to find out what we have here.
Alright, plan simple. You pay with the corpus, correct?
Yeah.
No. You're calling this one.
What, don't trust my charm?
Sure. All we need for them to
buy. Don't know you.
Want to talk to Royce?
Main room. I'm waiting.
About to meet the Maelstrom gang. They are a psycho gang. And they're fascinated with cyberspace. Now, on their path to become machines themselves, they do not shy away from the most extreme of measures. And by most extreme, I mean extreme by Night City standards.
Anti-personnel mine. Shrapnel's better. My favorite.
Can't guns get creative with their gear?
Maybe we should have taken him by surprise.
They don't like for regrets like that. Got us in their sights now. Just keep moving. Stay cool. They just tried to spook us.
So we're going to try to buy the bus with the corporate money. Let's see how that plays out.
Really necessary, hombre.
shit. Sit your ass down before I plant a bullet in your skull.
Sit down.
You say that again.
Shit. Well, all right, fucking bravo. Come on, light up. Have a whiff.
How's it?
Better. Now we can talk.
Bob.
Suit yourself. Fucking tricked out, state of the art, this thing. Don't even got no standard pole. Bells and whistles, though, dynamic camo armor and molar impulses rival that of the human nervous system. Its actuators are actual pink with titanium fiber, and it can go anywhere, literally. Watch it. Fully integrated link, too, so when the spider starts crawling up the walls and dangling from the ceilings, you could lose your munch. So, what you think?
I know. Give me up, but let's get the fuck out of here.
Two questions. What the fuck's going on? And who the fuck is this?
Got 50 large ones.
And you positively reek of military.
Dexter DeShaughnessy.
Dexter DeShawn, dreads, gold plate, fat old fuck, not him.
We'll pay for the bot. You are away.
How much you say you had? 50K?
Fred's on this.
Move it.
Whoa, okay, so the credits that the agent gave us was great. It caused a massive lockdown in the whole compound, so we need to figure out a way to get out of here. But first and foremost, let's not forget what we came for, and let's take the spider bot. And for that, we'll need the splinter. I think Dum Dum had it? Yep. So let's check out what we found. This is our inspect view. So this is where you can examine objects acquired by quest to reveal more quest-related information. And not only that, but you can also reveal some really interesting lore-related information about technology, for example. All right, let's plug it in. And the spider bot is our new best friend. He's going to automatically follow us everywhere. So let's see what else we can find in this room. Oh, nice. A tech blunderbuss. This is a street-modified shotgun, and what this does is it has accelerated pellets, so they can travel through objects, like covers, for example, and people. It also comes with an alternate firing mode called charge shot, which increases the damage. Oh yeah. So, let's see how we can leave this room. We could get out through this door, but our hacking skills are insufficient, unfortunately, so we'll need to keep looking. And that might be our way out. Let's see what we have to do there. Okay, this requires engineering, which is another skill set that we can use to get out of sticky situations like this. With engineering, you can disassemble, dismantle, and repair things so you can use them better.
Production line passes through here.
Or to aid you in your progression. Okay. We're going to do a little developer magic here and buff our character a little, because the upcoming fight is going to be pretty heavy. I just happen to know. And we're going to show you some really cool things. One of the new cool things we have is the ricochet shot. It shows us the pattern of the bullet as it bounces off surfaces, making it super efficient at hunting down people behind covers. And our improved scanner reveals people behind covers, which is a nice combination with the tech shotgun's capabilities. We also have grenades. And an improved bullet time. Oh yeah. Is that everyone? Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's see. Oh, good. This is nice. This is an epic find. This is a Kung Tao Smart Rifle. Let's go into the inventory screen and let's see how it looks like. It looks pretty badass. Okay, this is super straightforward. What this weapon does is its bullets follow and track enemies. So, let's see how we can put that to good use. Something really cool now and jack into this guy's little socket and hack him. So in Cyberpunk 2077, if you jack into a network, you will have access to everything that network has access to. So we're in the building's personal system, and through this we can have access to this guy's squad, and we can deploy some malicious software enabling us a lot of cool stuff, like jamming their weapons, which will hopefully give us an upper hand in the battle. Okay. Let's see if we can find a cool vantage spot above those guys. Oh, that's gonna come in handy. There you go. So let's try hacking the left guy's weapon so he won't be able to use it against us. There you go. And you do whatever you wanna with the right guy. Oh, you should have checked the safety, dude. Nice. Okay, so the things we did right now, the wall running and the mantis blade usage and the double jump that we've been using before, are all characteristic skills of our fast solo playstyle. It's just another way of getting out of tricky situations in the game, I guess. So let's take a look around. Maybe we can find something cool here. Nope. That's a corporate tech rifle. An elegant weapon for a less civilized age. Oh, that's our buddy Royce there. It seems they took a little more than a spider bot from Militech. That's an exoskeleton. There seems to be some sort of shield protecting him. But our scanner revealed a weak spot. Let's see if we can move in closer to get rid of that shield. Not the smoothest way to get the spider bot, but we got the spider bot, so that's cool. And if you remember, we made so many choices throughout the whole quest. Like, some of the dialogue options could have completely, totally altered the outcome of this. We could have kept the corporate money. We could have bought the bot using our own money, not causing a lockdown. So many different things could have happened. And this is just one quest. For the good news.
Thanks. Give us that table at the afterlife?
As a matter of fact, I did. Just my gut and all, you know.
Well, you were right too.
So we managed to pull through, but the story is far from over. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I really hope you liked what you saw. I would like to ask a huge favor from you before you leave. I would like to take a selfie with you because you're an amazing crowd. And this is my last presentation for the day. There you go. That's amazing. Thank you so much.